Turkey has a particularly strong connection with Germany. There are some 2.5 million Turks living in Germany, one of Europe's largest immigrant communities. Yet acceptance is a problem for Turks there. Even third-generation Turks, those born and raised in Germany, are still considered foreigners. So, quietly, a reverse migration has been taking place. In 2006, more Turks left Germany than arrived, and the trend continues. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
To understand why Turks are leaving Germany for Turkey, you have to come here to the trendy rooftop bar Terrasse 6 in central Istanbul for the monthly meeting of the Rückkehrer Stammtisch. That's roughly the returnee regulars table. But they're really not returnees, since many never actually lived in Turkey before. Orkide Sulu was born in Gelsenkirchen. She moved to Istanbul 8 months ago, the promised land of her childhood.
Germany was only a place where we were working, where my parents can earn money. Turkey was for us like a paradise.
Like most people here, Sulu can recall a nasty comment from a German that made her realize she would never be at home in the country where she was born. It was during an otherwise mundane visit to a real estate office.
They told me, yeah, why are you searching for a bigger house? And I told, okay, we are 3 children and my parents, we are 5 persons and the house is too small. And they told me, yeah, to ask your parents why they did so many children.
She was only 16 and didn't know what to say. But she did know she wanted to move to Turkey. Almost 50 years have passed since Germany and Turkey signed the Recruitment Treaty of 1961, which brought Turkish workers to help build West Germany's economic miracle. Clearly, few Germans expected them to stay. Arda Surel is a business consultant with a PhD from Germany who now lives and works in Istanbul. He says the trajectories of the two countries have switched completely. So it's clear why people are leaving Germany now.
Two main reasons. Turks in Germany are not at home. The second reason is Turkey is going upwards, Germany is going downwards, economically, socially, politically, everything.
Surel is appalled by the latest immigration spat in Germany. Thilo Sarrazin, a now ex-German central banker, wrote a book accusing Muslim immigrants of dragging down the country by breeding too fast. Chancellor Angela Merkel fanned the flames by saying that multiculturalism in Germany had utterly failed. Surel says the real problem is that Germans expect Turks to assimilate, not integrate. In other words, to be indistinguishable from Germans.
There was always xenophobia in Germany, but right now it's mainstream, it's uttered in a situation where Turks are so integrated as they have never been before. That's not a good sign.
Immigrants make an easy scapegoat for Germany's woes, Surel says, and Turks don't need to put up with it anymore. Turkey's economy is projected to grow 7% this year, more than twice that of Germany's. The population in Turkey is young and growing. Germany's population is old and declining. But Germany still offers a better life for unskilled Turks, like the family of Şebnem Kısaparmak, who sings this song about being an outcast in both countries.
Ben küçükken düşmüşüz gurbetin yollarına.
Her father moved the family to Germany so he could work in a Mercedes factory. Despite years of saving, he never lived his dream of buying a red Mercedes to drive back to his village in Turkey. At Terrasse 6, Orkide Sulu says she hasn't noticed Germany becoming more multicultural, but at least younger Germans are more open-minded and curious.
And when I was studying, there were so many people that were asking me, what do you eat, what don't you eat, how is it to drink alcohol if you are a Muslim?
It struck her how Germans know nothing about Turks, even though they have lived together for 50 years. The mono-ethnic countries of Europe don't have hyphenated identities, like America. You're either a German or you're a foreigner. Though if today's demographic and economic trends continue, Germany and Europe as a whole could be forced to change. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.